Coast's 92.5 Triple M Gold.
With another Flan, Ally and Spider podcast.
Whether you're doing something at home or driving around, listening to the podcast every day, yeah. We thank you for downloading every day the Flan, Ally and Spider podcast. A big one coming up. There was a cruise ship that left some passengers on shore somewhere. I don't know. It was a disaster.
Stranded.
Awful, Al. They stranded them in Africa.
Yeah.
And they had to try and find their way to be in front of the boat. What they had to do that was unbelievable. We've got a solution.
Yep. There's that coming up in this podcast. Mm. And on school holidays, a lot of parents just leave the kids, shut the door, lock the door and go to work.
Well, a lot don't have a choice.
No, that's right.
And, you know, it's hard, tricky when those kids are in that, you know, early teens ages and they don't want to go to outside of school hours care or be babysat, you know.
No, they're very independent at that age, aren't they?
We got to the point where my younger brother and I, we didn't want to go to our grandparents anymore.
No, me either, Ali. My parents in the end just reverted to putting frozen food around our enclosures so that we wouldn't get bored.
That's great. Wow.
At some point, we could be reintroduced into the wild.
Don't laugh. My dad did chain my sister to the, my sisters.
I don't know if that's quite legal.
No, but let's go to the clothesline so they couldn't run away.
Good stuff.
That's fair.
All right. No worries.
How old were they?
Oh, I've no idea. I have to ring Debbie and ask her.
Yeah, give them a mower and they can mow in a circle.
The dog ran free that day.
Yes.
So anyway,
ran free.
Spider, you're hiring yourself out again. Yes. And you're very, very busy. What you got up to this time around, we'll get to that.
Absolutely.
And Ed is the lead singer for that legendary 90s band Live. They're here on the Gold Coast on the weekend. And
are you scared of his last name?
Ed Kowalczak.
There you go.
Chick-chack, I think it is.
Don't be scared.
Chick-chack-chick.
Yep. He is part of this podcast as well. So we'll get to that all coming up very soon.
Yes, we will. Now, pardon me for yawning, but it's the end of the show.
I've
been awake in the twos this morning. But anyway, I wanted to bring up something that we spoke to Luke Bradnam on the show today because a 220-kilo bluefin tuna was caught off the Gold Coast.
Yeah, not in a nice way, though.
No, they use those long liners.
Yeah, that's kilometres worth of hooks.
Cheating.
Yeah, I agree, Spider.
100% it is cheating, and that's what I wanted to bring up. Yeah. Now, I'm not professing to be any kind of amazing fisherman, fisherwoman, whatever you want to say, fisher them. I guess one fishing story. I've got a couple. One of my favourite things about fishing was catching beach worms. Such a little.
Aren't they fun to get?
It's so tricky. Yeah, to get them. But
you got to get the sniffy, sniffy fish onto the water as it recedes and they stick their nose up. You got to grab it.
Just right.
Imagine getting dragged out of your house by the nose. I wouldn't like that.
Yes, exactly.
And then having a hook shoved, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then in you go.
Scared you don't chop them in half. But, look, my one main fishing story is I was fishing off Hinchinbrook Island with a couple of guys.
Off Tassie?
Years ago. No, off
Ingham.
Off Townsville.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, honestly, I am woeful when it comes to fishing and being out in the ocean. I chundered 14 times that day. After the eighth spew, I hooked 20. They thought it was about a 25-kilo giant trevally. Now, that took me about 45 minutes to bring in, had the belt on and everything.
Yep.
And what an amazing experience it was.
Were you exhausted at the end of that?
I was exhausted. Oh, no, I was actually okay because I was fit back
Pretty
then.
Fit back
like,
then?
That was 20s, in my 20s. And so I was fine, but I was tired. I was probably more tired from the being sick. However, what a fantastic experience. And you can understand, I know Luke said on the show, about the fact that he doesn't really rate the fact that they use these long liners. I mean, now to me, that's not a sport at all.
Not at
it's
all.
It's different if you're a commercial
fisherman.
That's
almost manufacturing, isn't
That's right. Whereas getting out and having that experience, as horrible as it was with all the spewing, I will never forget what that was like not defeat the fish, but you know what I mean? Like to be able to
you
bite.
Beat it.
Yeah,
you
I beat it. Like it was so hard.
Yeah, it's and, a one on one. That's
you think
what fishermen
you're there
love.
And then it's like, off it goes again.
Yeah,
and
right.
it was just the whole experience I absolutely loved.
Yeah.
I detest that I get sick because I would actually enjoy doing
Do it
regularly, being out on a boat. But I feel like I can only really fish on
but
land.
See, that's what they need to change in New Zealand because New Zealand have the long lines. But like as a normal fisherman, we can go out there and you can put 20 hooks on one line, which I don't agree with. I think it's a cheat's way of fishing where, you know, if you go out there and you battle one for one, I reckon our my best fishing one. Like, I've been lucky enough to fish a whole heap of different areas.
Yep.
But I still remember going in off Victoria, Portland, and Victoria. Went out tuna fishing with Andrew from Proline there, myself and Cherie. And she caught a 15-kilo
yep.
tuna. I caught a 12-kilo.
Yep.
But when I edited my TV show, I only put mine on there and didn't put hers
oh,
on there.
Oh, you
remember this.
Oh, mate.
You absolute you, turd.
Oh, she was filthy about
she
that.
She was filthy. Gee, she blew up when she watched the episode. But I go, well, you know what? I'm the editor.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
you have
true.
Control.
However, that is such a turd effort.
It's a pretty turdy effort.
In keeping with who he is, though, as a person.
Well, yeah. true.
Glenn, yeah. your greatest catch.
My greatest catch? Oh, mate, I am not a good fisherman at all. In fact, I don't catch much in the way of fish at all. But I did accidentally get my hook into the side of a flathead who I think was just passing by because it got him in the side, and I think he's a fish that a lot of other fish make fun of.
Yes.
Now. But I felt for the fish that Ali caught, and I would have fought that hard too. I'd have fought at least 45 minutes to try and not get close enough to get spewed on by you.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I tell you what, the boys were loving it because they were like, oh, it's extra burly, extra
yeah.
burly.
Yeah, get it
How
out
about
there.
You, Al Dobie?
No, never really. If you did a lot of sailing, obviously.
wow.
We never
you
put
are
the
such
rod,
a group one.
Never put the rods out of the back of the laser.
Yes. He only caught the caviar when he was shopping at the delicatessen.
Ah, yes, the sturgeon. What a fine fish. One must squeeze its little bottom to get its eggs, but it's all part of the fun. I'll catch it in my boater.
All right. Here it is, the Flan Alley and Spider podcast.
Sorry, Al.
That's all right.
Look, sharing is caring, and I'd like to give a shout out to every single of our Triple M Gold parents who are right now leaving their kids at home. While they're at work on the school holidays. I was talking to a friend, Vicky, yesterday, and she has to leave her kids at home.
Yep.
But actually she's got three kids. She leaves two at home, not one of them, though, because they can't be trusted.
Oh, serious? What are we talking there, age-wise?
Well, all over 10.
Okay.
But, and look, it just made me think, I feel so sorry for my mum. I don't know how my mum survived. Her name's Sue. We call her the Penguin. Mm-hmm. But she always worked right from when I was a kid. She's still working full-time. She's at 76 years old. She's a legal secretary. But she used to be in the city of Brisbane, and I've got three brothers, and oh, my God. We would just be ringing her every single day, multiple times a day. Philip's killing me!
What do you reckon the CCTV vision would have picked up if she had? Because a lot of parents these days do have, you know, CCTV vision throughout the house, you can see anything. Back in the day, there was none of that.
No. You had to guess at what was being yelled down the phone.
Yeah, she would have preferred not to see what was going on. Honestly, the punch-ons, the, you know, set-up boxing rings. I remember my brother
Would you
one
hold
day,
your own in those?
Oh. With the younger brother. Yeah.
They didn't hit you, though.
No, listen, I gave it as good as I copped it. Don't you worry about that.
Well, we're not worried. We just want to know the results.
I remember one day my brother had his bare bum sticking out the window. We had a two-story house. As my friend rode to our house, he knew she was coming over, and he's with his bum cheek singing, "Hello, Tanya, hello," and I just sing. Imagine the neighbours.
That's creative.
What our neighbours? Mm. What they put up with us being at home alone?
What are you
when
doing
my
now,
mum had to probably
did he sing through his bum hole. Now?
Probably. Anyway, did you guys
in tune?
Get? It was actually. That's a Mormon singing for you.
Oh, that's the Tabernacle Choir.
Yes. Mm. Exactly. Tabernacle Choir. Did you get left at home by your parents?
No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Did he ever fall out of the window? Because that would have been quite funny as well.
Very funny.
I remember mum would come home and the place would be an absolute wreck because we'd get every sheet and every towel out of the linen cupboard and make some cubbies and forts.
Oh, yes.
Yep. And we used to make, you know, we used to all have bunks because we used to have to share rooms. Yeah. So we'd make some of the biggest forts of all time. And I don't know, we used to just muck around in those for hours and hours.
Oh, yep. Forts were great. I remember when I was growing up in Canada, a mate of mine, he
He and I built a fort, and we had no idea that his big brother had gone and got the bowling balls.
Oh, no.
Cushion forts stand no chance about against actual cannonballs.
No, that's exactly right. So anyway, on behalf of the Flan Alien Spider Breakfast Show, we would like to say to all of you parents with children at home alone,
yes,
we are thinking of you,
yes,
and
we are.
Good luck.
Dump the waste, not your wallet. Boshbins.com.au or call 1-800-GO-BOSH.
We're going to bring back...
Hire a spider!
We are loading you up already.
I've got some gutters that will not stop overflowing.
I need some 100 mil pipe in the ground to fix some drainage issues.
Kate did ring in from Ashmore yesterday.
I have a whole bunch of weeding.
So I went there yesterday, had a cracking. You wouldn't believe what we found at the back of the house.
We actually found a path back there.
There is a footpath there.
Looks pretty good.
It looks amazing.
Well, there you go. Another horror spider job done. Andrew, what do you reckon? We had to clean some gutters and there's some tight little bits in there.
Yeah, it's a great job and it looks fantastic.
Hire a spider.
Yeah, well,
love it.
I was going to say we're about to hook straight into have a listen to Andrew. I went there yesterday. He wanted me to clean out some gutters. He was cutting his hands the whole time. But to have a listen before we go into some of the other registrations and what we've still got planned. This is Andrew down there, well, there at Crumbin.
Well, there you go. Another horror spider job done. Andrew, what do you reckon? We had to clean some gutters and there's some tight little bits in there.
Yeah, that's what I called you around for, so I didn't bleed anymore. But it's a great job and it looks fantastic. And thank you very much, guys.
Now, there's only one hiccup. He did promise me that he was going to get me a couple of VBs. Now, the traffic was really bad and I was a tradie that turned up early, which is a surprise, isn't it?
You were, but it kind of upset my rhythm because I was coming down from Darra. I was supposed to be here by 2. I was, but you started early. Good man. Anyway, you drank the Tui's new.
Tui's new. Anyway, it's beer. So we still got paid beer. That's all I do it for. Beer, beer, and more beer.
Alrighty, and there's one more thing that you want to just tick off while I'm here, Andrew.
Yeah, this is one of my first calls to Triple M Gold. I want someone to count how many times Spider says absolutely during the broadcast.
Oh. We can do it.
I love it. Straight
well
up.
Yeah, no, it was a good day out there, but it was interesting because I had to clean all the gutters, really tight guttering system there, but there was a massive spider that huge spider, like, and I had to move it. Go to our socials, Triple M Gold socials, and it's up there, and I made sure I put it on the tree the furthest away from where I was walking.
Did you have it on the end of a stick?
6-foot broom I had, and I was hanging on the end of a broom. I walked all the way to the other side of the room, and I made sure it was on a tree, and then I went back to cleaning out all the guttering. So, to Andrew, but I'll tell you what, we have got some unbelievable people coming up, and, you know, thank you. You can go to Triple M Gold and register, but we've got some high-pressure cleaning of driveways, nice. A lot more lawn mowing. Samantha wants me to clean out her garage, so I'm going to try and get there. We spoke to Nathan yesterday, who wants me to also help him with his young fella with handballing.
Well, that's actually one of my favourite ones, Nathan. But look, there are a few that you don't know about.
Yeah.
And there are a few that we might have to get a little bit of clearance from the powers that be and work for you to do. But I reckon it's about time Flan and I maybe got a say in some of your tasks.
Where you're being headed to. Hey, I know Mudrabar RSL needs some dusting of their memorabilia, mate. And they've got some brilliant memorabilia.
Well, if someone's got memorabilia, somebody knows how to dust it, don't they?
Oh, my God.
You are.
There's not much I can't. There's nothing I cannot do.
Can we have a clean-up of some vomit in the studio, please?
Yeah. Okay. Down there, John Flynn, you need some surgery done. Give us a buzz.
Yeah, just search up 92.5 Triple M Gold. Look up Hire a Spider, register, or you can call us on 1300 925 666. And thank you, Bosch. Dump the waste, not your wallet. Boshbins.com.au or call 1-800-GO-BOSH.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
92.5 Triple M Gold presents live an Incubus playing Broadwater Parklands April 7th. That's this weekend. Tickets on sale now. Ed Kowalczyk, the live lead singer. You're with 92.5 Triple M Gold right now, Ed.
All right, to the Gold Coast, please.
Hey, Ed, how are you? This is Flan Alley and Spider, mate. Lovely to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you, too. Thanks for having me on.
Mate, I'm really looking forward to seeing live. Let's have a little listen and just remind some people of your mega hit. I mean mega. Some people have hits. Some people have mega hits. Live.
Woo!
So good. Oh. Ed, I want to take you back if I can. I'll play this down. I'm just going to play it more quietly now. There we go.
Yeah.
Ed, can you remember the moment you guys wrote this song and the feeling you had when you came to the end of writing
Which
live?
Which one?
I love I Alone.
I Alone I wrote on acoustic guitar. I brought to the band and it was a favorite. The record company loved that. It was like really, you know, had a real good vibe to it. Everybody's super excited.
We are so excited for the Lookout Festival to be coming to the Gold Coast. You're co-headlining with Incubus, and I know you're super excited to be sharing it with them. I read here, this is what you said. I have always been a fan of their deep vibes, intellectual lyrics, and groundbreaking musical style. You know, is this something that you're going to continue to do in the future? Because we just think this is a great idea.
Great lineup. Yeah.
Well, I agree with you, and I think it is one of those things. You know, I've known Brandon and the guys for a while. I used to live in California, so I used to see Brandon every once in a while. The bands just, I think, really work well together. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, bit of drive from Incubus for you, Ed.
That's it. Yeah, I love that one.
So good.
Pretty great song.
Can I ask you, have you done much, when you do touring, do you take a motorhome much of the time or a coach or a bus? My brother, he's driving all the way up from Melbourne, so about, 1,800 Ks to come and watch you guys.
No way. Cool. What is he going to do, an RV or a motorhome?
Yeah, he's going to drive an RV.
Yeah, we have, actually, it's funny, we just reserved some buses for this summer because we have another really cool night, 90s era band we're touring with in the summer, but I'm not allowed to say yet until the
18th.
But and so yeah, we just reserved some nice buses there. Yeah, they're not a lot nicer than what we started out in. That's for sure.
Ed, what did you start out in?
Oh gosh, a 1978 Dodge Sportsman van with about 100 and a zillion miles on it, and then we graduated to an old Eagle tour bus. Not the fancy Prevo, no. This old, emphasis on old, Eagle tour bus that had actually, we're pretty sure, a gas or some sort of carbon monoxide exhaust leak into the back lounge.
Yeah.
Now we're cruising in style. No more gas leak.
Hey. Oh, that's it, isn't it? The older we get, everything needs to be in a little bit more style and comfort. Ed, one thing I'd learned about you, I'm ashamed I didn't know this, you had a minor role in the movie Fight Club.
I did.
Yeah, I'd love to know. Yeah. Was it a good experience, and would you love to do more acting?
Yes, I was a principal actor in Fight Club, meaning I had three lines.
Yes,
wow. I had just above an extra.
Okay.
Can you remember your lines, Ed?
It's something about clam chowder. And not recommending the clown chowder because it's a really disgusting inference. I'm not going to repeat it.
Okay.
No, gotcha. Right.
It's an R-rated.
Did you love that experience, or were you just nervous and totally out of your comfort zone?
No, I think I wasn't nervous. I really enjoyed it. I didn't have much to do except stand around as a waiter and then show up and take Ed Norton and Helena Bonham Carter's order. Right?
Oh, I love that.
That was my day.
That's pretty cool.
My day, and I loved it. And just watching these two do their thing, wow.
Yep.
I like my job the way it is. I like being a rock band. I'm freaking out of the camera.
Well, you loved watching them, and lots of Aussies love watching you, mate. Sunday, 7th of April, Broadwater Parklands in Southport.
It. Yes.
With Incubus, but also very proud to say this, Birds of Tokyo,
love
Eskimo
them.
Joe, the
love
Super
all.
Jesus,
yes.
All of them in fine form. It'll be a great day. Ed. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, you know what? Nice save.
I think it's Kowalczyk, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
You got it. That's fine.
There you go, perfect. Flanny. You shouldn't have second guessed yourself.
Yeah. Hey, and Ed, I know you love your beer and coffee. On the Monday that you're down here, so staying Sunday night, you want to come in, we'll shout you coffee if
my
you
word.
Come into the studio. Yeah. Either beer or coffee, we don't care. Flan Alley and Spider will shout you a beer or a coffee.
Lock it in.
Superstar, mate. Well, thank you for your chat.
And don't forget, too, Daylight Savings finishes here, too, so you got to pay for an extra hour.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Love it. Love that daylight saving.
Love you, Ed. Ed.
Thank you.
Take care, guys. Cheers. Thank you.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
Well, yesterday, Ali, you let us know about this Aussie couple that are stranded. They were on a cruise ship, sort of heading across and through Africa and all sorts of beautiful places. Doug and Violetta Sanders is their name. They were with six other passengers who didn't get back to the ship on time. They actually got to the ship before it left, but they'd already closed off and said, no, at this point you can't get on.
Fair enough.
The other passengers, one of them is a paraplegic who relies on a wheelchair, a pregnant woman, and a man with a heart condition, and his meds were on board.
Yes, that's very sick.
Yeah, so they took off without them, and they had to do all sorts of things to try and catch up with the boat. Right? They had to cross lakes and streams and rivers. And
it's like the Benny Hill music.
Unbelievable. And this poor old Aussie couple, they've racked up about $10,000 paying for the other six people plus themselves for hotels and transport and food.
Well, because the other people, all their credit cards were on the ship.
That's right. And apparently some of them did have them, but they didn't take them in those parts of Africa. Mm-hmm. Apparently one part was in the Gambia. They call it the Gambia now. That's a bit posh for me. But there is a solution, and I think if Australians are going to go overseas cruising, they need to go with an Aussie company.
Sick of ocean cruise and holidays where years have always got to be on time? Who isn't?
On time, every time.
Other cruise lines be like, oh, up in your grill. Like, ah, oh, be on time, like, every day, or we're going to leave you behind. And you missed, like, one day, and you're stuck in the Gambia. What country calls themselves the Gambia? We're in the Australia, mate. Get over yourself. Other cruise line schedules are so bossy. I thought Hitler lost the war in Afghanistan, man. Don't cop that. You need to get on Cruisy Cruises. At Cruisy Cruises, we don't care what time we get going. In fact, we'd prefer not to, because often we spew up at sea. We think it's the rocking back and forth, but we're not doctors, eh? Here at Cruisy Cruises, it's our promise to you. If you aren't here for departure time, we'll just change your departure time. We'll wait. At Cruisy Cruises, we love waiting. We have a punt, we play raw match, we drop a juice. However, if you do miss your Cruisy Cruise departure time because we just took off without you, stranding you in some far-flung, war-torn, terrorist-laden breeding ground of a third-world stinkhole, we won't abandon ya. Nah. Every Cruisy Cruiser also gets one free donkey ride, two complimentary camel transfers, one life-saving ring hurl over the side, one rickshaw ride, two jet ski blats, a free pair of floaties, a hot air balloon ride, a piggyback and a front handlebar double dink. And if that doesn't catch you up to the ship, well, that's Cruisy. Cruisy Cruisers. We're a million miles from caring.
Triple M Gold would like to let listeners know that whatever Flan says has nothing to do with this station.